technical challenge. 您看这样。刚开始我要说几句话，我没有请袁弟兄让他知道，所以他不必翻译，我自己翻译。I'm going to say something first, because without him knowing about it. 今天事实上这个麦克风不跟我合作。今天事实上，没关系，我大声一点。今天事实上有三个，至少我知道有三个教会的弟兄姐妹在这里一敬拜。As far as I know, there are three churches, brothers and sisters worshiping with us today at 有圣经教会，有恩谷教会，还有恩友堂，别忘了哈。我们有 Bible Church, we have Grace Valley Church and Dallas Chinese Fellowship Church. So, 今天的信息是对所有的三个教会的弟兄姐妹以及朋友们来讲的。So today's sermon, I'm going about to preach to all three churches, brothers and sisters, and the new friends right here. Okay, we can start. 我们现在开始。今天要大家来分享的是一个非常非常简单的信息。
Today I will share a very simple message with you.
你要知道这个简单信息准备起来很不简单的。
It's not easy to prepare.
我们都知道神的话语是非常非常的深奥。
We all know that God's word is very profound.
但是在其中我们可以找出一些很简单的真理来让我们去实行。
But we can so often find some simple truths so that we can apply them to our lives.
可是你知道我们当中的基督徒，很多的基督徒啊，我们就是把它反过来了。
But many Christians did the contrary.
我们呢把很简单的经文弄得很复杂很复杂。
Sometimes we often make the simple message simple text very complicated.
如果有的时候啊，这个台上牧师所讲的道啊，是我完全听得懂的话，那么这个牧师的功力一定不高。
So often, if we fully understood the message from the pulpit, we always feel the capacity of the pastor is limited.
但是如果这个牧师讲完了以后吧，我这个大脑儿呆在那里，心中充满了不明白的地方。
But if the pastor finished, my brain stays there, full of things I don't understand.
你就会想说，哇，太棒了，我根本不知道牧师在讲些什么。
You must think fabulous. I don't even understand what he's talking about.
但是这篇信息一定是大有来头的，一定是大有文章。赶快去买个光碟来听一听。
But the message must be from somewhere, even though it's from nowhere. So I need to find the CD to hear about.
我回去至少听个两三遍，去看看到底牧师在讲些什么东西啊。
Yeah, I need to hear it for two or three times so that I can understand what exactly he's talking about.
但是我们今天要讲一个非常简单的信息。
But today we are going to talk about a very simple message.
我们刚刚读了，就在约翰这路加福音六章六到十节，非常非常简单，对不对？
We just read the Luke 6 to 10. It's very simple, right?
伸出你的右手来。
Stretch out your right hand.
耶稣在那天哈，故事中耶稣刚好在那天走进了一个犹太人的会堂里面。
In that story, Jesus happened to enter a synagogue on that day.
今天来讲了，他就是耶稣刚好访问了一个教会。
Put it on today, Jesus just visited.
这是一个安息日了，也是个礼拜六，耶稣了就走进了个教会。
It's a Sabbath, a Saturday, so Jesus entered the church.
各位弟兄姐妹好啊，我今天要跟你们一起来敬拜神。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters. I will worship God with you.
坐在前面几排的啊，不是短宣队啊，不是诗班啊，坐在前面几排的这个法利赛人跟撒都该人啊，哎呀，正在主持这个崇拜的仪式啊。
You know the those who sit in front, not the mission group or the choir. So the Sadducees and the Pharisees, they were sitting in the front and presiding over the ritual of worship.
他们看见耶稣走进来了以后，他们这群人心里就想说，很不高兴，想说，糟了。
When they saw Jesus, they spoke to themselves. Whoops!
因为他们知道啊，凡是有耶稣到过的地方啊，那个地方的人啊，从此就不再一样了。
Because they deeply understood wherever Jesus went, all the people in that place will never be the same.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们有时候听到哈，听牧师讲道，或者是我们查经的时候，会不会觉得很无聊啊？
Brothers and sisters, do we sometimes feel boring when we are gathering together?
但是你要知道，在耶稣那个时代，只要在耶稣在的场的话，我告诉你说，没有一次聚会是无聊的。
But I can tell you, whenever Jesus is there, it's never going to be boring.
圣经告诉我们，当耶稣经过的地方，整个城市都震动了。
Because According to Bible, wherever Jesus passed through, the whole city was shaken.
到处大家都在问说发生什么事情了。原来哦，耶稣来到拿撒勒，耶稣来到我们这个城市了。
Well, people were asking what happened. Well, it's because that Jesus of Nazareth passing through here.
哎，他只是经过而已了，就把整个城市给翻转过来。
He's just passing through. The whole city was turned around.
他走到的地方，神迹奇事一件一件的发生。
Wherever he came, the miracles happened one after another.
你要知道哈，在耶稣有耶稣在的地方，你是没有找一个这个 recliner 或者是个按摩的椅子，你坐下来躺一躺，休息休息，松弛一下筋骨的。
You know that wherever Jesus is, there's no chance for you to sit down and relax on the sofa.
因为当耶稣讲道的时候，你根本就没有时间、没有机会去嚼口香糖，想东想西啊，心不在焉。
Because when Jesus is preaching, you just don't have time to sit down and then idle around.
或者是你就看一下手机啊，看看手表啊，看看到底讲了怎么这么久还不结束？因为说任何时间都可能有事情要发生。
Or you just want to check your cell phone, check the watch to see why it's not finished yet? Because everything could happen anytime.
也许是啪的一声，骨头跟骨头就连接在一起了。
Maybe just啪, the bones and bones were connected together.
原来是瘸的人就站起来了，在圣殿里面又喊又叫赞美神。
The crippled could stand up, running, jumping, and praising God.
眼睛瞎的人哦，重见光明了，看见了耶稣基督。
The blind can see and clearly.
躺在坟墓里的人，他们就站起来，在城里走来走去，活蹦活跳，好生猛啊
！Even the dead in the tomb could live again, walking on the street. This is very impressive.
所以大家对耶稣的来都抱着很大很大的期望。
This is why people held great expectations for the presence of Jesus.
因为只有耶稣，只要耶稣在那个地方，他就会完全。掌管了一切
，because as long as Jesus is there, he took control of the entire situation.
但是法利赛人跟这个撒都该人心里想说：“哦哦，麻烦了。”
But Pharisees and Sadducees were thinking in their heart, "Oops, we are in trouble."
哎呀，主日节目单、主日的崇拜程序又得改了。
We had to change the agenda for the Sunday worship.
因为主耶稣他最擅长的乃是去把你原把我原有的时间把我们原来的人生目标我们的人生计划把它给它弄糟把它给它弄乱
Because what Jesus is best at is disrupting your original agenda, purpose, and plan
因为在你我的生命当中主耶稣从来就不知道怎么样去迁就你迁就我的计划
Because in our life, Jesus will never follow our own time, schedule, and plan.
他只知道怎么样去掌管你的生命，怎么样去做你生命的主宰。
He only knows how to hold you up and be the sovereign lord of your life.
所以当主耶稣进入你的生命，进入我的生命，他只会跟你说：“你们闭嘴，你们让开，你们站在一边，因为只有我是老板。”
Because when Jesus entered your life, he would say to you, "Shut up and step aside," because he is the boss.
可是我们当中有一些人哈，我们不喜欢这个样子，因为我们想要自己来掌管，自己做老板。
But some of us really don't like this because we want to control, we want to be the boss of ourselves.
我们不喜欢接受从主耶稣那边而来的改变。
We don't want to accept the change from Jesus Christ.
我们不想要神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上，特别是行在我的生命当中。
We don't really want your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let alone your will be done on myself.
因为我们想自己来控制一切。
Because we want to control everything.
我希望今天不会有这种情形发生。有时候啊，才是牧师信息多讲了五分钟。或者是十分钟哈，我们就好像被这个讲员给冒犯了一样。
I hope it's not going to happen today. Sometimes when the sermon is 5 minutes over, some people feel like offended by the preacher.
哎，我们来到了神的教会当中，我们来到神的家中，我们说神啊，我很爱你，我要来侍奉你，但是我只给你三分钟的时间。
We came to God's house and spoke to the Lord. Oh God, I love you. I want to serve you, but I only have 3 minutes for you.
给你三分钟来改变我，来感动我，来改变我的生命，因为我很忙啊，我等一下还有其他的约会。
I give you 3 minutes so that you can come to move me, change me, and because I'm very busy, I have other things to do after this.
或者有人，我相信这个教会一定没有的哈。或者有人对牧师说：“哎，牧师啊，我很喜欢听你的讲道啊。
”I believe there's not somebody like this, but maybe someone will tell the pastor.
pastor. Pastor, I really like your sermon.
但是你不要老是强调你要我去委身去饶恕别人嘛。
But would you please not to always emphasize that you want me to commit to Jesus, to forgive others?
你不要老是叫我加入这个教会，让我能够固定的十一奉献，让我来上主日学，来祷告会嘛。
Don't just always ask me to become church members and make tithe offering and come to Sunday school and prayer meetings.
你就讲一些我喜欢听的就好了。
All you need to tell me is something I really like.
好，我们现在回到犹太人的会堂里面来哈。
Okay, let's come back to the Jewish synagogue.
好，我们今天在这个犹太人教会里面呢，坐着一位怎么样？有病的人，有问题的人。
Today, in this synagogue, sitting a sick man, someone with right hand shriveled.
所以当耶稣看到了，所以当大家看到耶稣进来的时候，他们就立刻明白了一件事情。
So when they see Jesus came in, they immediately understand one thing.
那就是人的问题，人的困难，不管是什么，绝对不会和这位人类的救赎主同时存在一个地方太久。
That is, it is that human problems, no matter what it is, it will not coexist for a long time in the same room with the Savior of mankind.
弟兄姐妹，因为当耶稣走进来的时候，万膝要跪拜，万口都要承认耶稣基督是主。
Because when Jesus comes in, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
癌症要因为耶稣的名字而跪拜。
Cancer shall knee at the name of Jesus.
肾衰竭要因耶稣的名而跪拜。
Kidney failure shall knee at the name of Jesus.
一切的疾病要因耶稣的名而跪拜。
All of the disease shall knee at the name of Jesus.
你的那个，我的那个恐惧的心，不平安的心，也要因着耶稣的名而跪拜。
Your and my frightened heart should also knee at the name of Jesus.
因为天上地下的都要在主耶稣面前跪拜，因为他是主。Amen.
Amen. Because at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under earth.
所以当耶稣一走进来的时候呢，法利赛人就跟在门口站在那个招待说，你千万不要让那个年轻人拿到麦克风。
So when Jesus came in, and so the Pharisee will tell the presider, you never let a young man hold the microphone. Otherwise, we cannot even leave at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
好，今天是耶稣，今天是我们这个崇拜长老的新来宾，所以你请耶稣来，我们请新来宾站起来自我介绍，他会这么自我的介绍。
Let's imagine Jesus is the guest for today's worship. If he let him introduce himself, what would he say?
他会说：“大家好，我的名字叫做 I am， 中文就是我是。
”He will say, "Peace be with you. I am who I am."
我从天上而来，所以我来做王的，所以我 I am， 我是。
He will say, "I am. I came from heaven. I am who I am. I am the king."
我人家称呼我是 I am， 我是，因为 you are not， 因为你不是。
Because people call me I am because you are not.
我想请问大家用一下你的想象力哈，用一下想象力。
Let's imagine，
如果今天主耶稣真的是走进我们这个教堂教会里面来跟我们一起的崇拜，带着他的门徒一起进来。
If Jesus really entered this church and with his disciples，
有雅各，有彼得，有约翰
，Peter, James and John，
耶稣拿起麦克风来说：“哎呀，小龙平安了、啊，圣经教会、恩谷教会、恩友堂，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。”
Jesus said, "Shalom, brothers and sisters."
然后我今天要来在这里跟你们一起来敬拜神，敬拜天父。
I want to worship with you, worship with our heavenly Father with you together here.
如果真的是这样子的话，请问你认为有什么事情会发生
？If you really like this, what do you think will happen?
我认为啊，在我们当中可能有一些人，我希望是没有了。但是呢，甚至是没有这样的人，可能是在我们当中了，会有一些人，那是将会是你第一次真正的用心灵与诚实来敬拜这位万主之主、万王之王。
I hope there's no such people, but some of us might be the first time that we worship enthusiastically with full of our hearts, full of our spirit.
好，我们现在回到圣经里面来哈。会堂里面坐着一个手枯干的人，好大一个问题哦。
Let's come back to the scripture. In the synagogue, there sits a man with shriveled hand.
哎，怎么回事？教会里还有问题啊？哎，教会里应该没有问题的嘛，是不是
？Oh, that's a big problem. How come? There should be no problem in the church.
我们在教会里面敬拜神，我们奉献，我们唱诗赞美，我们还有宣教士派出去为他们祷告。 来到教会的这些人应该没有问题的嘛，对不对？
Yeah, we worship in the church, we sing hymns, we offer tithes, we even send missionary. For those who come to church, there should be no problem at all.
有人说，感谢主，我一年365天，我天天没有问题，天天顺利。
Somebody will say, oh, for the 365 days every year, I just feel comfortable and smooth every day.
好不好？非常好。
Is it good? Very good.
但是你给我想想看，如果你是走在一个对的方向，而魔鬼撒旦是走在一个错误的方向的话。
But it, let's think about this. If you are on the right path and Satan is on the wrong path,
那这样子的话，那你两个人一定会面对面碰撞的，对不对？
Then you should collect, you should confront Satan someday.
但是不要害怕，当你有攻击，有这些撒旦的攻击的时候，那就证明你是不是跟撒旦走同一条路啊？你是走在神的道路上。
But don't be afraid. If you really confront Satan, then that means you're on the right path, God's path.
好，这个人有这么大的问题啊，手都枯干了哈。
Now let's see. This person has such a big problem. This is a shriveled hand.
但是他想说，他说再大的问题，再大的困难，也都不会妨碍我来教会敬拜神。
But he said in his heart, no matter how big the problem, how big the challenge is, it will not prevent me from coming to church to worship God.
问题和困难不会成为我不来教会聚会的一个原因。
The problem and challenge will never become an excuse for me not to come to the church to worship.
有人会说，哎呀，牧师啊，哎呀，真的不好意思，我上礼拜没来，我上礼拜不舒服啊，心情不太好啊，很低啊，这个。是不是所以我没来聚会？
Some may say, "Oh, Pastor, I did not come last Sunday because I really don't feel good. I'm not comfortable."
啊，如果是这样的话，你其实更应该早20分钟就来教会，来教会里面跟神祷告。
But if this is true, you should come to church 20 minutes earlier to pray to God, ask God's help.
但今天有很多人真是偶尔来教会一次，唱唱诗。祷告祷告奉献奉献。
But there are some people today, they come here seldomly to sing some songs and worship.
想想看，如果这只手枯干的人，他也是刚好这个安息日没有来到会堂的话。
But let's think about this. If this person is shriveled hand, if he did not come to the synagogue today,
那他就会失去了耶稣把他医治好的这个大好机会。
He will lose the wonderful opportunity for Jesus to heal him.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果你不来敬拜的话，
if you don't come to worship,
神怎么能够把那些只有你亲自来到他的面前，来到他的荣耀面光之中，才能够赐给你那些丰丰富富的恩典，能够交在你的手中呢？
How can God pour out to you the grace, the abundant grace that can only be experienced when you are in His glory and in His house?
好，我们回到圣经里面来。
Let's go back to scripture.
圣经说，文士和法利赛人窥探耶稣。
In the Bible, it says the Pharisees and the teachers of law were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus.
看看他安息日治不治病。
So they watched him closely to see if he would heal on the Sabbath.
那奇怪了，他们不跟耶稣同工，不和耶稣合作，反也不参与主耶稣所做的事情，反而要来兴师问罪，想要来批评。
Oh, wow, this is really strange. They don't work together with Jesus, don't co-work with God, and they don't participate in large ministry. In the country, they were looking for to find the guilty, trying to criticize.
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
因为他们只是在窥探。
Because they are just looking for a reason to accuse.
因为他们只当你因为弟兄姐妹，当你只是在旁边看热闹而不参与你侍奉的话，你在教会里面一定会找出一些。可以去批评的事情来。
Brothers and sisters, if you just standing by, not participating in this ministry, you must be able to find something to criticize in the church.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
教会不是让你走进来坐下来看看牧师讲道讲的好不好，或者其他事情做的对不对，而你自己一根大拇指都不动。
Brothers and sisters, church is not a place that you come in and sit down to evaluate if pastor's preaching is good or assess other things were well done or not. Well, you are not moving a thumb.
如果是这样的话，你一定会发现在教会里面有很多很多的事情不应该这么做，不应该那么做。
If you are in such position, you must be able to find many things that should not be like this or should not be like that.
因为你认为你有更好的方法。
Because you thought you have a better solution.
但是弟兄姐妹，神的国度不是这样进行的。
But brothers and sisters, God's kingdom does not operate in this way.
神的国度当中，神的家当中，没有一个人是观众的。
There is no bystander in God's kingdom.
每一个人都要侍奉。
as everybody should participate in ministry.
也许有人这样会对牧师说：“牧师啊，我有一个叫做作为旁观者的这个属灵的恩赐。”
Maybe someone will say, "Pastor, I have a spiritual gift of being a bystander."
我只是坐在这里看看你们怎么做。
I just want to sit here to see how you do things.
我跟你说啊，我圣经也读过好多遍了，新约旧约，我找了半天没有这种恩赐的。
But I tell you the truth, I've read Bible for many times, Old Testament, New Testament. I've never found a spiritual gift.
你去找
bystander，
你去找你也找不到的，因为根本就没有嘛。
You will not be able to find it because there's no such gift.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，三个教会的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters from three churches，
我们在教会里面不只是我们花一大笔钱，我们来装修、整修教会，重新。做装修一下，让你走进来的时候舒舒服服的。
We're not spending a lot of money to renovate church so that you can come to feel comfortable.
厕所修好了，甚至哎，这里没电梯哦，还想想看可以计划一下。还有个电梯的座椅都换新了，这个椅子很舒服啊。哎，空气冷气调得非常好。
So the toilets were repaired. Maybe we can add an elevator and the chairs were new. So and the air condition is effective.
哎，可惜早上没有 coffee 跟 donuts 哈，那个改善一下也不错。哎，音响很好啊。
The only thing missing is coffee and donuts in the morning. So the music is good.
PowerPoint 很清楚啊，今天的敬拜队呀也很棒啊。
Yeah, PowerPoint is very clear. The choir is beautiful.
弟兄姐妹，今天你来到教会不是要让你来享受这个舒适的环境而已。
Brothers and sisters, today you are in church. We are not let you to enjoy this environment.
今天的你和我乃是一个一个耶稣的精兵。
Today we are here. We are an onward Christ soldier.
我们是要来打仗的，我们是要来侍奉的，我们是要来合作的。
We are here to fight, to serve, and to co-work together.
我们是要手牵手来到教会。
We are holding one another's hand to church.
也是神能够借着我们的侍奉，我们的参与，把这里成为一个合神心意的城市。
So God will use our serving, our ministry to transform this city into a city of His will.
并且我们奉着耶稣基督的名，我们触摸到更多人的生命，这才是你和我来到教会的目的。
We will, in the name of Jesus, touch more people's life. This is the purpose for us to come to church.
我知道这里教会，中国教会不大多，但是很多大的城市里面啊，很多的基督徒啊，他们只是在窥探这个教会。
Well, I know there are not many Chinese church here, but in many big cities, there are many Christians just looking for opportunity to accuse the church.
因为他们来到教会不是敬拜，乃在窥探。
Because when they come to church, they don't want to worship, they just want to accuse.
甚至参加教会五年了，仍然不愿意成为教会的会员或者是同工。
Or even after 5 years attending the church, they still don't want to become a member or co-worker.
尽管你大力的宣传鼓励他们，仍然是在观察。
No matter how hard you announce or encourage, they remain at the observation stage.
他们从这个教会跑到另外一个教会。
They come from this church to the other.
查看一下牧师讲的好不好。
To see how is pastor's preaching.
儿童事工做得完不完善。
How is children's ministry?
青少年的导师会不会带领。
How about the youth pastor? Is he good at leading?
六个月都过去了，还在观察。
After 6 months, they are still observing.
所以我奉劝我们当中的基督徒啊，如果你是这样子的话，我相信是没有，我希望是没有，不要在一个教会一个教会继续观察下去了。
So I encourage brothers and sisters. I hope we don't have anybody like this. But do not continue to observe one church after another.
神不是呼召你和我来观察，神乃是呼召你和我来委身。
God did not call you and I to observe, but to call us to serve.
所以绝对不要把我的讲道跟下礼拜徐伟志牧师的讲道来比较，因为他是我的好朋友，知道不知道
？So don't you ever compare my sermon with the next week Pastor Eva Shi's sermon, because we are good friends.
顺便跟他讲一下，李牧师问候他好，我常常请他讲道哈。
So just say hello to him. Yeah.
Okay, 我们现在回来看看这个枯干手枯干的人。
Let's go back to see the person with hand strength.
有两件事情呢是我们要来看的。
There are two things we need to look at.
第一件事情来是枯干的手代表了什么
？First, what does shriveled hand represent?
第二次，他是哪一只手枯干的
？Second, which hand was shriveled?
圣经说是他的右手枯干了。
In the Bible, it says the right hand was shriveled.
圣经没有说出他的名字，却指出是他的右手。
The scripture did not even record his name, but recorded that it's his right hand was shriveled.
为什么？因为在圣经里面，右手所代表的乃是特别的意义，右手乃是代表的能力，代表了权柄。
Why? Because in Bible, the right hand hand has a special meaning. Right hand represents power and authority.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，容我这样子来勉励大家。
Dear brothers and sisters, please allow me to encourage you.
你和我，我们应该伸出我们的右手来，触摸到神他那个荣耀外袍的衣襟。
Dear brothers and sisters, we should stretch out our right hand to touch God's glory.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
乃是祷告。
To pray.
更是我们也应该伸出我们的右手来，来触摸到我们在生命当中的其他的人的生命。
At the same time, you and I should stretch out our right hand to touch the life of the people around us.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
乃是侍奉，乃是传福音，因为人们需要主。
To serve and to preach the gospel because people need the Lord.
神放你放我在这个世界上，乃是要叫我们成为一个祷告的勇士和一个传福音的精兵。
God put you and on, you and I on this earth is to make us a warrior for praying and an onward soldier for spreading the gospel.
多么令人兴奋的两件事情。
How glorious are these two things?
我们可以用向人来说话，也就是传福音；我们也可以向神来说话，也就是祷告。
We not only we need to talk with people to preach the gospel, but also we need to talk to God to pray.
你知道祷告是神所赐给我们一个非常非常大的一个福气。
We know that praying is an exciting gift from God.
如果教会里没有祷告的话，那教会就成为了一个周末基督徒一起来聚集的一个乡村俱乐部。
If church does not pray, it will become a Christian country club.
如果你生活中没有祷告的话，那你只不过是一个属肉体的基督徒。
If you don't pray in your life, you will end up with a Christian of flesh.
根据在美国的调查，一般的基督徒平均每一天祷告，猜一猜多久？两分钟。
Nevertheless, according to the survey, many Christians in North America spend only average two minutes to pray.
那也不错了啦，至少有在祷告，至少仅仅有两分钟时间。
But that's still good. At least you have 2 minutes to pray.
但是弟兄姐妹，两分钟根本这个时间这么短，根本就不能够让我们在神的面前安静下心来。
But limited 2 minutes are really not enough for God to hold our heart.
何况是让要我们跟他讲话呢
？Let alone to talk with him.
哎，你们在办公室里面，在学校里面热个便当也要五分钟嘛，是不是
？If you want to cook your lunch, it's still 5 minutes.
美国一个是一个非常非常喜欢 complain 喜欢埋怨的一个国家。
United States is a country full of complaints.
基督徒啊，他就埋怨政府把祷告从公立学校中拿走了。
We Christians often complain the government remove prayer from the public school.
事实上，我们根本没有资格去埋怨政府把祷告从公立学校拿走，因为我们已经是把祷告从教会中拿走了。
Actually, we don't even deserve to complain against the government to remove.Prayer from the public school. We have even removed the prayer from the church now.
我们已经把祷告从我们的家庭中拿走了。
We have even removed prayer from our house.
我们也把个人把我们的祷告从生活中拿走了。
We have even removed prayer from our personal life.
请问我们还有什么资格去埋怨抱怨政府？
I would ask, in what right do we have to complain against the government?
所以让我们都来祷告，悔改。
So let's all begin to pray and to repent.
因为将来神不会去问政府说你为什么把这个祷告移去。
Because in the future, God will not ask government why do you remove prayer from.
他会问你，会问我，因为审判乃是从神的家中开始。
But he will ask you and me because the judgment will start from God's family.
今天神在呼召你，呼召我成为一个祷告的人。
Today, God is calling you and me to be a praying person.
神在呼召圣经教会、恩谷教会、恩友堂教会成为一个祷告的教会。
God is calling CSCBC, calling GVCC, calling the Chinese Fellowship Church to be a church of prayers.
但是呢，我们知道，当每一次有人说我们一起来祷告的时候，可能有一些基督徒就说：“哦哦 ，no， 又要祷告了。”
But sometimes when someone said, "Let's pray together," somebody may think, "Oh no, we are going to pray again."
希望他不要祷告的太长啊。
We wish that they are not going to pray for a longer time.
甚至有些人就开始了另外一个祷告，说神啊，哎呀，求你让他早点结束。
Even when somebody will start another prayer, saying, "Oh God, please let him finish earlier."
哎，不要骗我，其实我们都很喜欢听一个声音啊，就是阿门的声音，对不对？总算结束了。
Don't cheat me, and we all like the sound "Amen" because it means it's finished.
请问弟兄姐妹，你是如何在看祷告这件事情？
Brothers and sisters, how do you see prayer?
你有把祷告当成一回事吗？
Did you think take it seriously?
祷告对你来说是一项繁琐的义务，还是一个信仰上的教条，还是一个荣耀的权利？
To you, is prayer a boring obligation, a principle in religion, or a glorious gift?
巴布罗，我们一起悔改。我们在祷告上面，我们能够悔改，让我们做一个合神心意的人，让这三个教会成为合神心意的教会。
So I wish we could repent in prayer that we can become a person following God's will, and our church can become a church following God's will.
再十分钟。
Another 10 minutes.
接着我们要来看一个侍奉这件事情，也就是我们要触摸到别人生命的这件事情。
Let's look at the ministry, the serving to touch people's life.
耶稣基督呼召你和我成为神的儿女，乃是要我们去世界上传扬他的名，不是要传扬你的名、我的名啊。
Jesus called us to be His children. It's to let us go out to preach His name, not our name.
是让耶稣基督远近驰名，不是让李牧师远近驰名。
It's to let Jesus known from far and from near, and not ask me to be famous.
我心中一直有一个很大很大的愿望。
I have a very big hope.
那就是当主耶稣再来了之后。
That's when Jesus came back.
我要确定在天堂里面有许许多多的人是从 College Station, 是从 Texas A&M, 是从恩友堂，是从 Dallas 地区，是从 Texas。是从东北，是从北京，是从武汉，是从四川，是从山东，是从内蒙，是从湖南，是从沈阳，是从哈尔滨，是从台湾和香港来的。
I wish that in heaven we'll see many people from College Station, from Dallas, from Texas A&M, and from Beijing, from Wuhan, from Hong Kong, from many places.
我希望当主耶稣看着他手中的那本生命册的时候，他会说。
I wish when Jesus look at the book of life, he will say,
他说哇，在二十一世纪刚开始的那几十年的年间，到底发生了什么事情？
He will say, wow, in the beginning of the tens of the years of the 21st century, what exactly happened?
在那一段期间，从上面这几个城市、几个地区、几个教会来到天堂的人，怎么会多过其他历史当中任何的一个时期？
Why there are more people entering heaven from these places more than any time in the history?
到底圣经教会，到底恩谷教会，到底恩友堂发生了什么事情？
What happened with CSCBC, GVCC of the Fellowship Church?
原来当时的圣经教会、恩谷教会、恩友堂，各个弟兄那一群的各个弟兄姐妹，各个都委身于我，各个都爱祷告，各个都爱传福音。
That's because the brothers and sisters in CSCBC, GVCC, and the Fellowship Church are all committed to pray together and to serve me.
因为这三个教会从老到少，从女到男，男男女女，人人都关心失丧者的灵魂。
Because in all these three churches, no matter old or young, big or small, men and women, everyone cares about the lost souls.
人人都爱传福音，难怪有这么多人因着他们的关系。借着他们把主耶稣基督赦罪的恩典传给他们，难怪他们今天都来到了天堂。
Everyone likes to preach the gospel, and no wonder many people came to heaven because they have got the salvation.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，最重要的不是你银行的户口有多少钱。
Brothers and sisters, the most important thing is not how much money you have in your bank account.
甚至不是我们这一栋聚会的场所有多么的宏伟，多么的好。
Not even how beautiful this building is.
最重要的乃是人的灵魂。
The most important thing is people's soul.
今天巴不得就让我们来立志，来委身立志。
I wish today we are all committed today and to set aside our faith.
因着今天在座的每一位属神的儿女，我们能够让天堂的人数大大的超过了在地狱里面的人数，好不好？
Because we are all committed, so we hope that there are more people in heaven than those in the hell.
今天我们说伸出信心的手。
Today we are talking about stretch out the hand of faith.
主耶稣对那右手枯干的人说：“伸出手来。”他把手一伸，手就复原了。
Lord Jesus spoke to the man with shriveled hand, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was completely restored.
亲爱的圣经教会。亲爱的恩谷教会，亲爱的恩友堂的弟兄姐妹们，今天神是在跟你、跟我每一个人说话。
Dear brothers and sisters, from three churches. Today, God is talking with every one of us.
张弟兄伸出手来，王姐妹伸出手来。
Brother John, stretch out your hand. Sister Wang, stretch out your hand.
牧师、长老、执事、团体主席、同工、主学老师、辅导小组长们，每一位弟兄姐妹伸出手来。
Pastor, elders, deacons, presidents of fellowship, co-workers, Sunday school teachers, every brother and sister, stretch out your hand.
圣经教会、恩谷教会、恩友堂，伸出手来。
CSCBC, GVCC, Chinese Fellowship Church, stretch out your hand.
今天神把这三个教会放在这些地方是有目的的。
Now God has put the three churches in this place. He has a purpose for us.
因为一个崭新的时代已经来临了。
Because a new age has come.
因为就是乃是神要亲自在我们这三个教会当中做工。
God will use us. God will work with us in our three churches.
才能让我们借着我们一只一只伸出来信心的手，经过祷告和侍奉，经过灵恩归主。
He will use us when we stretch out the hand of faith. He will use us to lead more people toward Jesus.
把圣经教会、把恩谷教会、把恩友堂，因着神的荣耀的缘故，带我们进入并且成为一个合神心意、荣耀的心腹。
He will make all three churches a bride of his own will.
成为一座在这些地区里面直到地极一盏盏明亮的灯台。
He will make us a light stand from here to the end of the earth.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，请问你准备好了吗？
Brothers and sisters, are you ready?
请问你准备好了要把你那一只下垂的手、发酸的腿挺起来吗？
Your feeble arm and weak knees, are you ready to strengthen them?
请问你准备好了？当主耶稣再来的时候，你面对他的时候，你从主耶稣口中所听到的，乃是你这又良善又忠心的仆人，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
Are you ready? When that day comes, you hear from Lord Jesus, you good and faithful servant, you can come to enjoy the joy of the Master.
这是我想要听到的。
This is what I want.
请问你呢？请问你呢？
This is what I want to hear from the Lord. Are you ready?
愿神来祝福我们每一位。
May God bless every one of us.
我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们在这里敬拜你，我们感谢你，我们知道我们属于你的生命都是属于你的。Father, we are here to praise your name. We worship you.We know our lives coming from you. 天父帮助我们，听了你的话语的时候，就照着去做。Father, help us. After we listen to your word, we can go out and do it. 天父，求你的同在常常与这三个教会同在，直到世界的末了。Father, we ask the presence of your holiness be with all three churches. For now.Till eternity. 我们将这个祷告乃是奉靠耶稣基督的名求 In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say Amen. Amen.